Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, it's fun having Ben and Deanna Melker from Bay Area Realty in here. And I swear, next week, all real estate.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
No spam dishes, no grizzly bears.
Didn't we say that last week?
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Very special guest.
We got a full house in here.
Yeah, we do. And James is an old radio guy from... Okay, James, just step up to the mic like you always did at WJPD in Ishpeming.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
How about WATW? You're in tuned. Pinecone country.
You didn't work with Whoopi, though, did you? Whoopi Radio?
No.
Remember Whoopi? I got my first certificate because when I was in high school, back in the day, you had to take this unbelievable.
It was spam last hour. Go ahead. I want to hear story.
You had to take such an incredible test to just be on the radio in those days. Like unbelievable math and things, which was really, really hard to get a license, correct?
Absolutely.
So I went to a WJPD seminar to prep you for that test.
Right.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
What was it, tech?
You would not be on the show, Jim, if you didn't take that test.
Well, I wouldn't be on the show if I did take the test because I couldn't pass it. I'm not a tech guy at all.
You had to know how to read the meters.
No way.
I'd knock us off the air every once in a while. And the manager lived in town close enough, he'd come down and say, Fitz, what the heck are you doing?
I'm still fighting pumping my own gas.
It was unbelievable trying to get a job in radio back in those days.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
And you did that, James? You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
I don't think I knew that about it. I mean, I know you pretty well, but
it was like
sure
engineering type things to know.
All right. So
was your boss Lane Dawson?
At one time.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't he everybody's boss at one time?
I've heard that. Well, go ahead, Jim. Talk about what you guys got going on.
Well, we talk about
And introduce your friends.
Yeah. I'm going to introduce James first. So we love living here in Green Bay for a lot of reasons. And Green Bay and the greater Green Bay community was picked as the number one place to live in the United States. And you look at why. And big reason was our money goes pretty far here. It's still pretty affordable. But the other thing they talked about was just the community support on so many levels. Kids, elderly, kids with disabilities. And we just really step up. And I'm going to get to it. One of the big things we do is veterans. And James Fitzgerald, who I've known for a long time, you partnered with some other guys. I want you to introduce them and tell us what's coming up here at Burkle's one block over on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. First of all, my good neighbor here, James Goodlitson, and we're going to tell the story about James here in a little bit. And Nashville songwriter Jason Seaver is with us. And he's got quite a story that you're going to have
the
opportunity
guitar.
To hear.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful guitar, and he's going to do some music for us, too.
He looks like he's from Nashville.
I tell you, don't they all have that same look?
We would never stereotype.
We have that look?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you do.
I've been there long enough to claim that.
And it's a very cool look.
And I want to say that, too.
I was going to shave for you guys, but it's radio,
man.
Way far. And I love your guitar, too, how it's kind of like that special look.
They're all tall and thin, and I'm short.
Yeah, definitely special.
All right, James.
So anyway, I'm not a veteran. But I love working for vets. I believe the veterans, if not for the veterans, what would we have in this country?
Oh, yeah.
And they have given so much and have received so little, in my humble opinion. So I had the opportunity to go to Nashville and meet Jason and his family, along with James. We did some brainstorming and talked about ideas of how we could impact veterans. And that turned into the As You Were Foundation. It's a brand new foundation, and its mission is to honor and serve our veterans through the art of and power of music. And so that's why we're here today. We really, really appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
We are honored to have you all here.
We've got a great event coming up at Burkle's, one block over. It's a tribute to our veterans. We're going to have two Nashville songwriters with us. We'll have Jason Seaver and Frank Meyer with us. And that's going to be August 24th, this Saturday, 7 p.m., and we're all but sold out. We actually have two tables left, but we're going to be completely sold out, and we're going to, we through the courtesy of some generous sponsors, we're going to have seats available for veterans. So if we know any veterans, we've provided you with some seats here. Please. We want to invite them out.
It is. And Burkle's one block over, Cannondale Drive. I mean, I think a lot of people know where it is, but maybe not everybody does. So it used to be Breckfridge Steakhouse. That's now Legacy Hotel. It's all that. That's just a great area that's coming around. So that's this Saturday at 7. That's a great name, as you were. I mean, and with a great mission, too, to honor these guys through music. So, Jason, you are the artist. But before we hear from you, James, tell us a little bit about your role in all this.
I met Jason, and we sat down and talked, and we put a song together.
That's awesome.
What's your background? I know you're a veteran.
Yeah,
I'm a veteran. I was in real estate for many, many years.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we feel for you.
We're both failed real estate people.
We're washed up.
We're not betting Deanna Malcor.
We're
the bottom row.
We didn't fail, which is a good thing.
Good for you. Good job. What about your military background?
I served 10 years.
Army?
In the Army, yes.
God bless you, man. God bless you. That's phenomenal. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I like your Packer pullover. Where'd you? I've never seen one of those before.
My wife.
Is that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look, this radio. He's got a cool Packer pullover.
I think he's got every piece they've ever put their symbol on.
That's awesome.
You got to love our Packers.
Beautiful. Yeah,
but that looks good on him. But
yeah.
And you just
8 pounds, Jim.
John's lost 8 pounds. He's lost it.
We're celebrating.
It is. He's, you know.
No pasties, Jim.
No
pasties.
No
kudigi.
52 to go. So anyway, here we go. All right. Hey, so tell us and the owner, Mr. Burkle, is in the house as well, but he doesn't have enough microphones. This event, Honoring the Veterans, is coming up this Saturday. So how did this song that you're going to sing come together?
Well, the song I was going to play is a World War II veteran song that I wrote with.
This is Jason Server, by the way. James introduced him, but you are from Nashville, and you are the artist.
Yeah, I've been a songwriter in Nashville for 25 years now.
Other way.
And
there you go. Thank you.
I've been very fortunate to have a lot of songs recorded. I've had a lot of success in radio. I've done that part of it. And during COVID, I was asked to write with a veteran, and it changed my perspective of why I'm a songwriter. Literally just changed me overnight. Kind of the same way, you know, meeting James, everything changes when you start working with a veteran. You learn the stories are so they're so powerful. Right. What they have to offer, there isn't anything about it that isn't a song. And
that's a good point.
I just love doing it. I love doing it.
Wow.
And so I kind of put on that hat, and that's my role going forward. Is that's where I want to put my passion and my time.
Wow. Tell me about your guitar.
So this is an idea I had, and a very nice man from Cincinnati, Ohio, named Daniel Davis, built this for me. This is a World War II guitar. It's a tribute guitar. Those on the radio can't see it, but it is something to behold. It honors all the World War II veterans, and it's kind of special. Every time I write with a World War II vet, I take this guitar, and there are actually little slivers of paper with all the World War II vets that I've written with that they've put inside the guitar, and it just goes with it. And so if it's a World War II vet, it's written on this guitar.
Wow.
So,
pretty special.
That's
pretty
cool. Awesome.
There's a couple of them. One is 105. He's still living. He's amazing. And the one I'm going to speak about is Don Graves. He's about to turn 100 years old. And as far as I know, he's the only surviving flamethrower from Iwo Jima.
That was the toughest job in the war.
He said the only reason he even survived that is because he was a small man. And I get to spend a little bit of time with Don now and then. He's a great guy. And I'm actually going to play his song today.
We've got a gentleman right here from Pulaski, about 30 miles away.
Wow.
Just turned 100 years old.
Fantastic.
Battle of the Bulge veteran.
Really?
Jack Krasinski.
God,
I'd love to have you meet him.
I'd love to meet him. The fighting at the Battle of the Bulge. Oh, my.
And he's got a ton of energy. And they were kids when they went there. I mean, right?
Every one of them that I've 17. Every one of them that I've ever written with, that's one thing that they always say. You guys got to remember that we were the children then.
Oh, yeah.
The stories that these people have, these people need to hear these things.
Got another one in Appleton. He still drives, turned 100 years old.
Yeah.
He goes to the breakfast we were talking about, the camaraderie, and he goes to it every week, just turned 100. He was a nose gunner on a B-24 bomber in Germany, and they went on the toughest mission in the history of our Air Force, Air Corps as it was called.
Air Corps then.
In Romania to knock out the oil fields, and he was the front turret gunner, and they lost 600 guys in that one mission because there's 10 guys in a plane, and 60 went down. They lost 600 guys in one day, and he was the nose gunner. I'd love for you to meet these guys.
I'd love to meet them. I mean, that's honestly the purpose of what we're doing. They say that 400 World War II vets die almost every day.
I know.
Day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to be a minimum 95 years
within
old.
Within a span of four to five years, they're going to be gone.
Yeah, no question.
And I love them. I know several of them. I've gotten to become friends with a lot of them.
And what's cool about what you're doing is you're honoring them today while they're here, but that music lives on forever.
The music. Mm-hmm. That, I always say that. It's funny you said that. A song lives forever.
Yeah,
it does. I mean, it can keep going. We don't always get to do that. None of us get to do that. But a song will always carry on.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to play a little something?
I'd love to.
Okay.
So yeah, this is the story of Don Graves and all the Iwo Jima. This is called Sands of Iwo Jima. And I wrote this with Frank Myers, who'll be there Saturday night. Frank has, he could play 3 hours by himself and you'll know every song. Okay. Sands of Iwo Jima. The sands on Iwo Jima, they were a hellish shade of black. God was with me on that island the first time I'd prayed like that. Patch of dirt out in the ocean that Roosevelt had to have. We lost 7,000 men there so that six could raise that flag. We fought for our freedom. We fought for the flag. We fought for each other, and we had each other's backs. I still see those soldiers' faces. I still hear their battle cries on the sands of Iwo Jima in 1945. We just seen the Great Depression. All our daddies out of work. Mama sewing scraps together. Felt the way that hunger hurt. That became our ammunition. And that's what fueled our fire. They call us the greatest generation. They say that eagle's never flown. We fought for our freedom. We fought for the flag. We fought for each other. We had each other's backs. I still see those soldiers' faces. I still hear.
Well, that was incredible. I know we had a senator quick break, but that's live still on our podcast and our Facebook and everything like that.
The lyrics are unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
I just told Joe, I said, oh my God, I'm covered in goosebumps.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I told him, and he said, I am too.
Yeah.
The, my recollection of any of the military, any of the war, especially World War II, is it's a movie to me because I see it on documentaries. That's how most people see it.
Saving Private Ryan.
Most people don't realize what those people were fighting from.
Do you have any sand from Iwo Jima?
I'm sure that Don does. He said it's black. It's black. You know?
I've got some. Can I give you some?
Oh, I'd love to have some.
Okay, I'm going to give you some.
I'd love for you to meet Don.
I would
love
to.
Don is a fantastic guy, and he is still kicking. He is all over this country. He was just at the D-Day 80.
Wow.
He was just there.
That's where our guy was, too. Jack, from 100 years old, from Pulaski.
Well, please.
He was there.
Please make sure I meet him. I'd love to speak with him if I can.
I'm going to talk to his daughter, see if she can come to the...
I would love that.
That would be awesome.
I'd love that.
Because he was just out. He went to Normandy, didn't he? And healthy guy. How did he walk the parade?
Don's been several times since then, and he said it's one of the most honored places that he's ever seen. He said the way that they treat that is amazing.
Right. Jack's as a little caustic, though, and I always tell this story we laugh about. When I interviewed him for my book, and he goes, at the end, we're having a little cocktail, and he goes, you used to be on TV, right? I go, yeah. He goes, you did sports, right? I go, yeah. He goes, I used to watch it. I go, thanks. He goes, boy, you've put on a few since those days, haven't you? That's one thing about World War II vets. They are the most brutally honest human beings.
You know, it's like, radio weight.
You know about that, Shep? No. That was phenomenal.
Thank
you very much. Wonderful written song.
That's what we always focus on.
Beautiful voice. Lyrics were incredible.
Thank you.
You know, John, one of the things that we're going to see Saturday night is they're going to introduce, he'll be introducing a song for a veteran here in Green Bay.
A local legend.
That was
here.
Just a local legend here. John, right?
John 316.
We mentioned his name, but I call him John 316, but his name is John Piper.
Okay.
And with the disabled vets.
Absolutely.
Right? DAV.
Absolutely.
Yeah, DAV. And he's going to be there with his family.
We're going to unveil something kind of personal and private to him that he's a part of. He knows this.
Right.
He's got a little bit of heads up, but the surprise will be amazing.
I think this is so awesome what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kevin, how'd you hook up with these guys? I mean, these guys are classy.
Was it a burger? It was a famous burger.
A muffaletta over a muffaletta?
They showed up at my place last night. That was the end of it.
Okay, yeah. They showed up. No, this is great, guys. Do you have another one we can do?
Can you do James?
I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you're even a short one, anything, you know, because that was just so great.
Yeah.
Just even like 30 seconds or a minute or something like that.
Okay. This is another one. I wrote this thinking about my little boy and a soldier's boy. I'm gonna do that one real quick. This is called So You Don't Have To.
Oh.
So you won't have to. I wake up at 4 a.m. I put some coffee on and I head to work again. So you won't have to. I put up with a grind. Yeah, the chance I want for you takes more than 9 to 5. And honey, you're growing up in a world that seems hell-bent on being evil. I'll be your knight in armor, and I'll deal with all those people. So you won't have to. I'll walk right into the fire. I'll stand out there on the front line, show me the bad guys. So you won't have to. I'll defend our holy Bible with my wits and my bare hands or with a rifle. I'll keep them flags flying red, white, and blue if it's the last thing I do. So you won't have to. So you won't have to. I'll deal with all the scary. Get you grown and see you married. Even if it takes my whole life. So you won't have to. I'll walk right into the fire. And I'll stand out there on the front line. Show me the bad guys. So you won't have to. I'll defend our holy Bible with my wits and my bare hands or with a rifle. I'll keep them flags flying red, white, and blue if it's the last thing I do. So you won't have to. Yeah, a wise old man once said that the future ain't what it once was. But you get a damn good chance, even if it takes my own blood. So you won't have to. I'll walk right into the fire. And I'll stand out there on the front line. Show me the bad guys. So you won't have to. I'll defend our holy Bible with my wits and my bare hands or with a rifle. I'll keep them flags flying red, white, and blue if it's the last thing I do. So you won't have to.
Wow. That's awesome. Who wrote that?
I did. Yes. Wow. I wrote
right
that with
from
a soul.
The heart.
Right from the heart. That is like, those are great lyrics. I was thinking of people who drive and just tuned in. They wouldn't switch a station. And that was really, really.
Jason Seaver.
That's with a local, Brian Vanderboomen. He's a local soldier here.
Good friend of mine.
That's Brian.
Oh, my God.
That's Brian's story.
Unbelievable. Yes. Wow. Kevin, how did you hook up with these guys? Saturday night, I'm coming there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal event. If that doesn't jerk your heart out, I don't know.
Right. Absolutely. Kevin Burkle, one block over. Tell us about the event.
It's going to be a great event. Unfortunately, the Packers play, but
that's the afternoon.
Yeah, but I just want to say no disrespect to my customers or the Packer fans, but this is an event that we planned before the season, and it does cost to get in. This is a fundraiser for veterans, so don't take any disrespect to being asked to pay to get in.
Right. No.
And we are clearing the place out at about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Because we have sold all the tables out. The bar space is open and available, but it is a charge to get in. And like I said, it's no disrespect to the Packer fans at all, but this is an event that this stuff is close to me, too. I have a son that serves in the military.
Yep. I was going to say
and
that.
I've done a lot of stuff with John over the years. And
you fed our veterans in Apple. You fed them.
Yep. I love doing this stuff, and we're going to continue to do it. I'm going to stay as involved as I can.
Save me a standing room place. I'll pay to come in. I just want to. I want to hear this guy. This
done
is
that, you know, incredible. I think that we talk about sometimes people feel there's not the respect for the veterans. Although I do want to say I think Green Bay has done a good job. You know, I think this community is.
I wouldn't be here if you hadn't.
Right, the high schools and the kids get that, but I think everyone should listen to the song. You don't have to because I'm not sure they get that connection.
Great lyrics.
Yeah, sure. That was really well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So phenomenal. We did a veteran funeral yesterday at the bar.
Oh.
For a veteran that took his life.
Yeah.
And
22 a day.
Yeah, it was it was pretty sad. So, I mean, we do a lot, but there's nowhere enough done, period. Yeah.
But the awareness, what you're bringing, and straight from the heart is just amazing.
Thank you very much.
Jim, you've come a long way since chasing Finlander girls in Nagani.
Yeah, the old Michigan-Wisconsin conference, right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much, Jim.
Right, this Saturday.
Thank you.
August 24th.
See us, please.
7
o'clock.
Wow.
That'd be great.
Jimmy.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. You bet.
Great
thank you, James.
Having you guys. Kevin, thank you, buddy, for
James,
doing
thank
this.
You so much.
Quick
appreciate
break.
It.
Back after this.
Baby, you're adorable, and you'll leave with care.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. I hope you are tuned in over the last 20 minutes, because I'm serious. I've never sat here and had goosebumps for about 20 minutes straight. His voice, his guitar playing.
That guy's incredible.
But his lyrics.
Right. He wrote all that. I mean, it's incredible. He's obviously very talented, and he really feels like he's made a connection with the veterans, which he obviously has. I just think we're very fortunate to get this guy here in Green Bay. Yeah, that was great. Great music.
Thanks a lot, guys, by the way.
Did you hear that?
Oh, I was listening on my way in, and I thought, Todd, what are you doing to me, scheduling me after something? Like, they're still
tough
here. They
to
should,
follow.
Totally come back in.
I know.
And I'm bummed me, because they were so fantastic.
Well,
bravo.
Thanks, Heather. Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum, joining us.
So so we wouldn't have to. They gave us this country we have.
Yes.
And now we got people like you who can educate people through the Children's Museum. And you've got it going on over there. Tell us a little bit about it. You've been on the show before. Mm-hmm. I know you're working very hard. You've got some land. You've got a new location. And you've got some awesome plans.
And thanks, Jim. And we're still, you know, we're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. There's still people that don't understand that we've moved to Bay Beach. So let's start there. We are out at the Bay Beach location. We've been there before COVID. So come out and see us. It's a happening spot. Oh. It's a catalyst. There's a lot of stuff happening. We have our new inclusive playground that's out there.
Yeah,
the
I
wildlife
saw that.
Sanctuary.
That's great. Yeah.
It's just a really cool place. So we are out across from Bay Beach.
That's the thing. I mean, people have to know where you are. You know, when you're downtown, it's like you walk past it.
Right.
But unless you go to Bay Beach, you don't go that part of town, probably. So we got to keep pounding that fact where you guys are these days.
Yeah, where we're located. And also, you know, we've
and
heard
a beautiful facility.
It's really a great facility. And we're growing out of that facility right now. So we are looking at a really big expansion project. And as we know, and Jim was talking earlier, Green Bay was voted as one of the number one places in the country to live. And part of that is our investment into our children. When we want job retention and we're looking for jobs here in our community, you know, a lot of you ask, I don't have children. What does this mean to me? Well, your employees that are coming here have young families, and we need to show our emphasis on play-based education and what we do. And studies, John, are showing over and over that that early childhood development, 0 to 5, is key to the success of that child.
You know, when I was in, I always throw this one, when I was in real estate, but I dealt with some people that were potentially going to work at some hospitals, surgeons and things like that, and went around with them. And honest to goodness, you know, they might have three different places they're looking at. The number one factor was how were their, the opportunities for their children, the school systems, the crime, the other things for kids. And that is so huge.
And whether you got kids or not, I mean, that's your future. That's your workforce. That's your education force. That's your medical force. That's everything about it. And that's also the culture of your community. And, you know, I think if you don't invest in the children, you could get a community that's a little lower income and a little higher crime. And you don't, nobody wants that. So, and everybody, when it happens, they're like, oh, what can we do? Well, what you know what you should have done? And I'm not a shoulda, woulda, coulda person. Mm-hmm. This is right here. This is an opportunity for us right here today to invest in the Children's Museum, which is going to obviously help these kids. And, you know, I mean, my daughter works in that industry, 0 to 5, and it's unbelievable what we what difference that makes. I just, people don't understand. It's just, I mean, it's what? The majority of your brain growth. It's just, it's crazy all the stuff that happens. And, but you guys build on that and you really keep these kids engaged. Plus they have fun and you.
And it is. It is all based in a fun way. So, you know, we have really interactive story times and we have Wiggle Moving Giggle, which is a movement class. And we also, children's museums are no joke. Nickelodeon also recognizes that, like the TV network, Nickelodeon. And they have every year something called Worldwide Day of Play where they're, station goes dark and it says go outside and play, and they sponsor children's museums across the country to do these big events to help encourage that play. And through sponsors, again, people investing in our community, are it's a reduced admission to be able to come and play at the museum on this day. So this is September 28th.
Right. I want to talk about what you have here now. I also want to just touch on the capital campaign. And that's my segue into I'm leaving early. I told you that. I told Todd last night because I have to make a capital call campaign at 9. And when you go to talk to someone about $1 million, you can't say, well, how about 9:30? They're like, nope, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so this 9 o'clock. When I want to talk to you.
I do. And that's what I'm going to do. And you have, we've worked together on a couple capital campaigns in the past. And you want to just share a little bit with what you're working on? And Johnny and I were at the kickoff of the capital campaign with A.J. Dillon and a great group of people. And but I don't want to be rude, but I do.
And you have to go.
I did. I explained that to you.
When we're asking for those big dollars for people to want and invest, we need to meet them where they're at. So we are looking at an $8 million capital campaign for this new museum. And anyone who's building anything, John, right now knows the high cost of building materials. And this is,
supply chain.
We're looking to make it sustainable and to do all of those things. And we are a non-for-profit organization.
Right.
So, you know, we do our own fundraising internally. So
that's the thing. That's a misnomer about nonprofit. You still need to make a profit.
Correct.
You still need to make a profit.
With everything. So,
exactly.
And we have our admissions and that's what's keeping us going. But again, John, we are at capacity every single day. So we need to expand. We also have heard from our community loud and clear, this workforce development problem is not going away. Where are these workers coming from?
Yeah.
You know, when you and I went to college, you went and you got your 4-year degree and you got a job and that is not the case of what's happening. It's the trades and training right now. And we're working with NWTC of how can we at a younger age as they're doing this brain development with children. So we're going to bring in a house as a new exhibit where they will be doing virtual welding. They will be doing plumbing. They will really,
awesome.
Really cool stuff.
I mean, I was talking about if I could go back to when I was coming out of high school, if the world was the way it is today, I would have got into one of the trades.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm serious. Instead of going for four years to college and everything, I would have got into a trade. I would have been a welder or a builder or something like that.
My grandfather actually told me before I left for college, he said, if you want to be a millionaire girl, be a plumber. And I laughed at him.
Yeah.
And now, honestly, I wish I was a plumber. I really wish I would have heeded that advice.
I agree 100%.
And because the world will always need plumbers.
Absolutely. And no question.
So, we're really just looking at that. And at that event that we had talked about where we kicked off that campaign, what a powerful story from A.J. Dillon in our community.
What an impact that made for him, single mom and everything, going to the museum and things like that.
So, and like,
you could not have picked a better spokesperson as far as for the notoriety and everything else. And speaking from, just like I said, with the wonderful singer we just had here and composer, his stories came from the heart, and A.J. Dillon's story came from the heart.
100%. A.J. and Gabby are our honorary chairs of this campaign. Awesome. They have a new little guy in their family, and they believe wholeheartedly in supporting this children's museum, and it has been life-changing for A.J. and his development with his single mom. And
He wouldn't be where he was today if his mom didn't open him up to those experiences. Because he went to a great school. He went to a school where it's not like some schools, like I went to, where the athletes were pretty much given, you know, fluff everything. Classes and yada, yada, yada. He went to Boston College, which is an extremely tough school.
Well, and he's extremely intelligent.
Right.
So we are really lucky to have him playing for our team here locally and being so invested in our community. And, John, a lot of people also with the museum, you think it's just play. They're just playing around. Children, by the way, are just never playing. Anytime that you can get them off an electronic device and have them building blocks, they're engineering. When they're doing role playing, that's how their curiosity. And we want to open that up to them.
So I had two of my granddaughters staying with me this past weekend. You know what we had to do twice on Saturday?
Tell me.
Had to come down here and play talk radio.
Yeah, you did.
Where they put the headphones on and they wanted me to interview them.
I love that.
And one was a screenwriter and the other one's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to interview them about their careers. Twice we had to do that.
I hope you have video.
Favorite
That's
thing
beautiful.
Is coming down, putting on the headphones and playing radio.
They do. They love that. And shockingly, at the museum, we have these beautiful exhibits. Some of the favorite things they like to do is they like to pretend they have a credit card.
Oh.
And when they're in the grocery that they're checking out with their, you know, and the cashier credit, they'll say, they are watching every single move that we make and imitating that. So put them in an environment where we are aligned with all of the schools and all of their learning initiatives. We have field trips almost every day in the
school year. We underestimate kids' brains.
They are smart.
Yeah. I mean, so
I
perceptive.
I was eating dirt at that age.
Yeah, I agree.
They
I know.
Are now just, they blow me away. When they'll take my phone and fix it for me when I don't know how to do something.
Yeah.
So it really is an important facility to have in our community. And
that's got
to
be a sense of fulfillment. You know, some people have jobs that's like, I'm just getting a paycheck, but I could be doing something. You've got such a self-fulfilling job.
I love going to work.
I mean, you
each
used to, let's be
and
honest,
every day.
You used to BS for a living.
I did.
Like I've made a career BSing for a living. And you did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun. You're entertaining people and whatever, whatever. But you've got hands-on where you see, you know, in radio, you hope you're getting a message across or whatever, whatever. But you never know. But you got hands-on.
We do.
Seeing it eyeball to eyeball. Mm-hmm. I think that's very cool. I'm envious of you
to have
a job like that.
Well, and I'm envious of you too. So don't cut yourself short because this is important what you're doing and getting these stories across for people. But each and every day, John, I wake up and I, you know, just tell myself, leave them better than you found them.
Yeah.
Always leave them better than you found them. And please just let me make a difference today. And working at the Children's Museum, I feel that so powerfully each and every day. It is a labor of love. And you get to see that spark in their eyes and see these kids grow and do amazing things. So thank you to anyone out there who is supporting these children's museums and children's education. We appreciate you so much.
Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum. Heather, let's talk a little bit more about some of the upcoming things. Obviously, the big fundraiser is huge. But as far as, like, I was going to actually take my daughters there, or granddaughters, this weekend and got into something else. But you know, for somebody that's never been there, what can they expect when they walk through that door?
Yeah, each and every day we do have different programming.
That's what I
Our
mean.
Programming team, we have educated, licensed teachers on staff. Of course, they would be educated. Licensed teachers on staff. And we have amazing programming. So on Saturdays, every Saturday, we have a STEAM Saturday. So science, technology, engineering, art, and math, where they can come in and do
If I can
those
just
projects.
Jump in.
Yeah.
When I was in grade school, high school, whatever, girls were discouraged from taking math or science classes because they said that's never going to help you when you're a secretary or you're a stenographer or you're yada, yada. Isn't that incredible how terribly naive people were on the abilities of young women? And they were there was so much untapped talent that I'm certain went to waste because they were discouraged from being that way.
Yeah.
The STEAM programs are amazing. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would.
So, again, our licensed teachers put together award-winning programs and things that the kids can do. Again, they're so fun when they're doing them. So they might be building a structure out of popsicle sticks with marshmallows to withhold an earthquake in bringing, or, you know, we try to make everything topical. So we just did an Olympics STEAM Saturday with different challenges. With the draft weekend, we did an NFL draft. So we actually partnered with the Green Bay Packers, and they gave us equipment from the team. And we looked at, you know, when they're doing a standing long jump, and they were actually doing those things and measuring shoes. And again, creating all of that magic and that curiosity and the imaginations, we need to keep doing that for our kids. And it's just such a wonderful platform to come in and do that there. They can also just burn off some steam with their friends and run around and get crazy. We want them to do that as well. Communicating with each other. We love that.
That is so important. You know, we were talking earlier today about retired people, you know, about how Jim and I, we've got 6.5 years left to live, according to the statistics. But there's so much involved with socializing that affects you.
By the way,
physically.
Heather, what are you doing in 6.5 years? I'll need a new morning.
We got a spot here for you.
I got you. Yes.
Okay. Mark it down. Six and a half years from today. But you know what? That's so important, not just for senior citizens, but for young kids. That affects them, their whole bodies.
Yeah. When we came out of the pandemic, children had a really hard time knowing how to communicate with the stranger danger and just acclimating them again off of the electronics. And it's just been really eye-opening and amazing also watching that growth and getting them back into that. And that spaces like this help to foster that.
And again, I said the self-fulfillment, but that's got to be genuine too. You can't just hire somebody off the street who's like, oh, it's a job. How much do you pay? Blah, blah, blah. You got to have it in your heart.
You have
to
love
do these
it.
Kind of things.
You do. It's like radio. It's radio pay, baby.
Radio's just BSing for a living.
Love what you're doing and doing it for the cause.
Well,
so,
thank you very much. Yes. Can you stick around?
Yeah, I can. Okay. Absolutely.
Jim had to step out. He's got a pitch to make. And we've all been in those. I work
Go
for
get
a nonprofit.
It, baby.
Our goal was $19 million, and I just looked at that number every day. It's like, yeah, this ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's so
can you, like, honestly,
insurmountable.
People listening, imagine, literally, we ask people for $1 million daily. We will, it's great. That's so crazy.
And Jim just left to do
a
$1
million.
$1 million. Yeah. Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum with us. She'll be back with more right after this.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor Show. Jim had to step out to go do some other business. Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum in the house. Heather, I mean, again, you're a radio background, and you've got a fairly important person in your life who's with the Green Bay Packers and all those things.
Let's have some fun. Like, I feel like we're... Thank you, Todd. There we go.
Yeah.
You can't silence me. Let's have some fun.
I know.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, what's it like in dealing with somebody that works for the Packers, which is obviously the most hardcore... focused thing in all of Wisconsin. Obviously be fun. I mean, I'd love to work for the Packers, but what are the things that people don't know about working for that great organization?
It's really actually fascinating. Now, John, I used to work for the organization myself, and that's how we met. And
but you know, I appreciate who's a great friend of mine. Your guy is a great friend of mine. He still does high school sports.
He does.
Friday nights, he'll be up in the press box with us. I think that's so cool.
Him as an individual, he loves the game.
Yeah.
And he understands wholeheartedly that football starts in high school.
Yeah.
And he supports those high school coaches.
Like you can't believe.
And there is the Coaches Hall of Fame and the Wisconsin Coaches Association. He is very intimately involved in those things. Because
I work
that's
for the Packers. I don't need high school football. And he's just the opposite.
No. He knows that that's where it's at. This is what is coming to the NFL. And we need to, you know, foster that and teach them about being good men and women.
Yeah.
And it's not just about playing football. The Green Bay Packers look at character.
Absolutely.
100% character comes into play of playing for this team. You don't just come in and be a hot shot.
Comes with the draft, comes with free agency, comes with all those things.
All of those things and the entire team. So it's been real. And I don't know a lot about football. So it's been fascinating just learning about the different ins and outs of how the draft is working
right.
and how, and you know these things, John,
right.
from being intimately involved. So that's kind of more my perspective of what I'm learning.
I think that's cool. But so, I love the fact that he still spends his Friday nights
yeah,
at
Friday
high school
night
football
lights,
games.
Lights, yep.
Isn't so, that the greatest?
It is. It's yeah. so beautiful. And I love that about him. He also loves, he's going to be so mad that I'm talking about him, babe. I'm sorry. But you're adorable and we love you. Yeah, he listens
listen?
Every morning. He loves you guys.
I know I've talked about this a million times. He's sick of it. But how's he doing on my new iPod?
He's working
thing?
On that list okay, for you. He's right. really into music too. He likes to make music lists for Shuffle.
He gave me the greatest, Todd. This is something you should do for me.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Here's something else, Todd.
In your free time.
Yes.
When I used to jog.
Yeah.
Run, walk, whatever yeah. you want to call it. He put together the greatest musical iPod for me of all time.
Yeah.
And then I left it in my shorts one day and washed my shorts.
That sounds like you.
It does. And it disappeared.
Yep.
And for 10 years, he's been saying, I'm going to get you a new one. Sure. And he's failed miserably. Miserably. I don't know. I actually talked to Mark Murphy. So yeah. do me a favor, Mark. give him a day off to work on my iPod.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it saves. I mean, I've only got 6.5 years left. And that could make these like 6.5 years, these last ones,
better
more
for you. Yes. Yeah.
I'm thinking the tempo has to be less because you're not running anymore.
Right? I was like, are you running?
Yeah, okay. I'm walking.
But it's like that tailgate music that gets you going.
It was
and
incredible.
I'm actually following an Instagram page right now where they're going through like the best college traditions for starting like games.
Oh, he had college fight songs
yeah.
on there.
So,
and
I was like, oh my gosh, I saw a Virginia Tech yesterday does Enter Sandman before the players come out.
Oh, Metallica.
I get goosebumps thinking about
man.
And like, of course, Madison is like up there with the jump around.
Brewers used to have a picture. I can't remember
so
who it was. That was his entrance move.
Yeah, his walk-up song.
Yes.
Oh,
Enter
so
Sandman.
Good.
Enter Sandman, and it was just like, whoa.
That music just
the,
when
the
you're like.
The stadium
yeah.
went crazy
like,
when they
just
play
like,
that.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that's a
oh,
fire
man.
Me up, get
I
it going
love that
song.
Song.
Same.
I'm a big Metallica guy, actually.
They were just in Minneapolis. Thank you, Todd. I was hoping that would happen. See, let's just let this go here, people. Okay. This is how you're going to get into your Tuesday.
Sit back. Just enjoy.
Or you're Wednesday,
yeah.
it might
or Wednesday.
Be.
Sorry, yeah. I don't know
yeah.
what day it is.
Wednesday. Day it is.
You're getting ready for your big meeting. You're going
this
in,
is,
gym to ask
like
for $1 million.
They'd have the old bullpen thing. This would be playing. They'd be waiting. They'd be waiting. And then when it hits, the door opens and he walks
yes!
out the field.
Yes.
Boom. Love this. So please have this on my iPod that he's going to put together for
okay.
me.
Okay. All right, Dan, get on
and
that.
And whiskey
yes.
in a jar.
Oh, that's a gross.
Oh, my God. That's my all-time
yes.
favorite song.
So, I didn't
Whiskey
know that.
Whiskey in a Jar
okay.
is my all-time favorite song. Murphy would never play it. I always said on my birthday, would you just give me one song? And Murphy would never play Whiskey in a Jar.
Really? Even on your birthday?
Uh-uh.
Come on, Murph.
Uh-uh.
Well, you know, there's Formatics. He'd probably get in trouble by somebody in program.
I know.
Yeah.
No, it's Murph. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Murph. He can do what he wants.
So,
just
you know what he did on his
bit,
very
yeah.
last show?
Tell me.
His very last show when I co-hosted with him? He played it.
Yeah, he did.
See,
oh, how special
yeah,
is
that?
Yeah. That's
that is special.
Incredible. I love
Todd
that so much.
Todd won't play it for me, but that's fine.
Well, Todd's got a kind. He'll work on a playlist for
Todd
you,
still
too.
Thinks
but
he's
yes.
working for Duke. he still has that hanging over his head.
No, you're free. You're free. Like
how did
bird.
You enjoy
so,
radio?
I loved radio with my entire
you were really
heart.
Good.
Thank you
I mean,
so much.
You were
I
really
used to
good.
Do morning
but
radio
you did
a million
lot,
years ago.
You did a lot of community events.
I did. And it was morning radio, and I was young and just turning 21. Yeah. And
wow.
And I don't want to say sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And
yeah.
it was, I aged very quickly, and it was really hard. It's And I got
it's
in
a
lot of trouble.
Lifestyle.
And I mean, imagine you're getting up at 3 a.m. to do your show prep, to do a 5 to 9
yep.
show, and then you're voice tracking for 3 hours.
And then I would see you at the Blizzard games
yep.
or something, doing something at halftime.
And, right, running all of those and working until
weekend,
10, 11.
You're doing yep. a remote at wherever, for
yes.
whatever cause.
They owned yeah. me at that time, and that's just really how radio was. And you thanked them for that, and it
yeah.
was a really hard
because you know what? Lots of people would yeah. give anything for that opportunity.
And I am very thankful for that opportunity.
Yeah.
But I was also very stupid because I would get done with those Blizzard games. And it was the Bombers at that
or
time.
Or Bombers.
Yeah,
whoever
I
it
know.
Was. Yeah.
We'd get done. I'd be like, hey, John, let's have a couple beers.
Let's go. Because
let's just like blow off some steam. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I slept for an hour. Let's go do it again.
Isn't that the truth?
And it was so fun,
but
though.
But you just did
I
it.
Love that. It was such good memories, but this is
but you're never yes. tired on the air. That's the thing.
No.
Well, I will admit that, and Murph, maybe we'll have him on time. Frankie Winters and I were good friends.
Oh, okay.
Frankie was trouble.
I bet
Frankie
he was
liked
trouble.
To, you know, yeah. So Thursday nights was our night.
Yeah.
And there were some mornings I would go in, you know, get in there at 5:30 or whatever, and I'd be a little disheveled.
Yeah.
And I would actually put my head on the desk while they're playing songs. Mm-hmm. And Tammy Elliott always wore these spiky heels. Mm-hmm. So she'd be like 5'3" sure. with those things yep. on. And she'd just kick me with those heels to wake me up pretty much to do the next yep. bit.
So
that's,
there.
That's mm-hmm. the world of radio, or at least old school radio. Yep. Nobody would put up with that these days.
No, it's not that, that way anymore. But I mean, radio. This is 20, 30 years ago that all
we
of this
played
was happening.
Hard, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did. And you were talking about the test to do it. I didn't have to do it. I had to do a test for the license. Like, I had to apply
oh,
for
yeah.
the license.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And like, now you can just walk in
I
and
know,
do it.
I know, walk in, boom, turn on the mic, and you're yeah. on the air.
But now we have the Todds of the world.
I know.
Who read the meters and do all of the FCC stuff.
That we,
it's all automated
it
now.
Is,
we
don't, yeah. Listen to me.
The Todds and the Amandas, the people that make it all work.
Yes, thank
don't
you.
Get the credit they deserve. Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum. Congratulations on what you guys are doing
thank
out
you.
There.
Call Best me. Of luck. Call me if you are want to get involved in this project in any way, shape, or form.
We're going to have you on mm-hmm. again to talk more about it.
I hope so. Thank you.
You're awesome.
You are awesome, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. We got to go. We're done. Beautiful day. Farmers Market tonight. Come on down. Help feed the starving children. See ya.